Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Bill Cook about investigating the dead. So this is interesting. You get into there, you're starting to do investigations, you're having these experiences, it's with friends and whatnot. Where does it start to flip to more, hey, you know what? I'm going to investigate homes or cases for people that I don't know, that we're not just talking about this at work.
Right. Well, I would say it was probably in the mid to early 2000s, like between 2005 and 2008 or 9. I joined a group and started investigating with them. And, you know, they were already, you know, had a lot of cases set up. So we would go and, you know, do the investigations. I kind of fell into the role as like what you would call like a tech manager. Mm-hmm. And, you know, basically I was the water boy. You know, you carry all the equipment around.
Sure.
And set up everything. You know, and I did that for a couple of years and, you know, had some differences with some of the founders of the group and everything. So I started my own group and broke off and started doing things the way that I wanted to do them.
Mm-hmm. What was it like for you initially when you were going in to investigate hauntings of people's homes or wherever they wanted you to go and look, of people that you didn't know? It's one thing to go to a person's house that you know and you already have established this person is not a crazy individual. They're not, you know, ill or something of that nature. But when you go into a home or a location that's kind of cold, other than they contacted you and maybe you did a little bit of conversation beforehand to know, you know, where are they coming from? What exactly am I walking into? What were some of those initial experiences like for you?
Well, at first it's very odd to be in somebody else's house, you know, especially it's kind of strange if you think we're asking these people, let us into your house in the middle of the night, you leave for a while and we'll tell you if you have any ghost in your house. You know, I mean, it's yeah. really strange because first off that people let you do it, you know,
sure.
If you're reputable and you get, you know, if you've been around for a while, people tend to trust you a little more, you know?
Sure.
But it is just, it's weird being in somebody else's house, sitting in the dark, talking to the air. But, you know, that was just in the beginning. After you do it for a while, you know, I've changed up quite a bit to what, you know, before we used to, somebody would call and be like, yeah, my house is on it. Okay, what's your address? We'll be there in 5 minutes, you know? Now people call and say my house is haunted. I say, okay, well, I have a questionnaire for you to fill out. I'll send you an email, you know, and then I do all kinds of other research, because you end up going on so many investigations where you're like, oh, you know, you need a new hot water heater. The pipes are banging in the basement or something, you know, mm-hmm. and you find out that it's not really haunted. Or, you know, I hate to say that, because I feel that spirits are all around us at all the time, mm-hmm. because you can turn on a recorder and capture somebody say something or respond to you, you know, at any point. So it's so crazy to think that a place is, I don't know if it's haunted or, you know, if there's just spirits hanging out there.
Sure. Did you ever go into any location? And if you did, I'd love to hear the specific account of this, where you heard the story. It was extremely fantastical. And you got there and they still stuck with the story, and you did investigations. And at the end you had to be like, are you serious? You can't make this up, what they're saying. And you found little to nothing, or you could explain everything, but it was just kind of one of those, you walk away from going, we got to screen people better because this was insane.
Well, that's the reason that, you know, I now do the questionnaire. I do a pre-investigation where I go and just meet them and, you know, have them walk me around their house and show sure. where the hot spots are. And if I get a good feel from them, then we'll plan a full investigation. But yeah, there was a lot back in the beginning that, you know, people just think that they're having all kinds of crazy activity, and it's just normal, you know, cracks and creaks of a house.
When you have that and you have to go to the individual, the homeowner or whoever it may be, and explain to them, this is your hot water heater, ma'am. Mm-hmm. How often is that met with, oh, thank you, that makes total sense, versus, no, it's my Uncle Larry, he's back, damn it.
Oh, yeah, they very seldom believe you, you know.
Yeah.
They, a lot of times people get offended when you tell them, you know, that you can explain why the light switch, if you just hit the light switch just enough, it only turns on halfway, and then when you walk down the hall it flips on, you know. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things people don't want to believe, you know.
It's almost like, to begin with, they already have their answer, and your whatever you say is not necessarily going to change their mind. They just want reinforcement. They don't want opposition.
Right.
Sure. So let's talk about some of the cases that you went into over the course of your investigative career, where, you know, you didn't really know what you were walking into, but you found some pretty amazing experiences or evidence that that stand out to you. Some of the greatest hits, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, well, one of my favorite locations is the Judson House, which is, it's owned by a local historical society, and it was built, the original part started in like 1910, and then they built on an addition in 1920, and it was you know, the homeowner's last name was Judson. The property actually was built on an old fort. It was actually three forts. One was the French. It was a French fort called Fort LaBeouf, and when they left, they burnt the fort down. Well, then the British decided to come in, and they built another fort, calling it Fort LaBeouf, and then they end up leaving, and then the United States comes in, and they built a fort, calling it Fort LaBeouf, and the same thing. So, I mean, it was a couple hundred years of being a fort on and off, and so the Judsons come in and build a house there, and the well from the French fort, the original French fort, is still in the basement of this property. It's unbelievable that they dug the well when they first built the fort. And I guess they were like, you know, when the Judsons came along, they were like, we'll build the house on the well, so we'll have well water in our basement. Mm-hmm. But the actual property and the history, you know, people that were living on these forts lived there, they died there, they had families there. So the history of the property is unbelievable. And the actual house, like I said, has a couple additions on it and different things. So there's some weird, like you go up the stairs and there's like a 4 foot by 3-foot hole in the wall that has a little door that you go into one of the bedrooms that way, because that was an addition. I captured one of my favorite EVPs on that second floor in that house, where I was talking about moving a piece of equipment, and the other investigator that was with me, I was telling him, hey, we need to take that off there. And a spirit repeats me twice and says, take it off, in the EVP raspy voice and everything. And that was about 10 years ago. And I'm still on the hunt for another EVP like that.
Where it was very conscious, very aware of what was going on in real time.
Right.
When you have something like that in this specific location, obviously lots of history there, being an old fort and built in a well, and all the, it checks a lot of the boxes of right. what could possibly be a haunted house. What were you able to identify, or what have others as well been able to identify as the source or the identity of the spirits? And I'm sure there's probably more than one that haunt this house.
Well, since it's a historical society, they have a ton of antique artifacts, some from the property, some just from the state. We live in Pennsylvania, so they have a plate in there that George Washington ate off of, that they got from a museum in Philadelphia. They sent it over there, so it's like in there, you know. Then they have like farm equipment. The house is all set up time period, so it's got like time period furniture. Some of the furniture is original. The bedrooms, one of the bedrooms has a blanket that was actually made by the Judson family. It has a J on it, and it's, you know, original. It's just all those different antiques and artifacts that are in there, you know, can retain energy. So it's kind of hard to tell. There is some speculation that, you know, some of it is the Judson family and different things, but it's hard to tell. You know, you get voices and you just try to put the pieces all together, you know, and try to figure out the best that you can. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, we have never really pinned down any specific person or anything. But like I said, we have a psychic medium. She picks up on some of the energies, and if we can get age ranges or, gender, sometimes that can help us out as well.
Sure. When you have a location like that, that has obviously its own storied history, and then they fill it with antiques and pieces of plates, whatever it may be, relics of the day that the house was in its prime and in its regular use. Do you feel that combining those two sort of things, objects and a structure, can sometimes stir up activity working hand in hand, or can it just be an object that somehow brings something into a haunting?
Yeah, I think it can go both ways. Obviously if one of the original occupants of the house is there and they see something from time period that, you know, they're interested in, that can definitely, increase activity. Also, if something comes into the house that wasn't, you know, from there, but another spirit from across the country was interested in it, it might draw them to go there, you know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that if, especially traumatic experiences, you know, either, you know, happy or sad, because you can have, you know, there can be traumatic happy experiences too.
Sure. You
know, that just imprint onto objects, you know, that can help fuel activity.
When you hear from someone that says, I think I have a haunting going on, are there any locations, and I'm not asking for specific locations, more so types of locations that immediately interest you because the likelihood of them being haunted is high, other than just being old? Old obviously checks a box because there's much more time and more potential for things to have happened there, where you could have something intelligent or something residual that's just been imprinted over time. But things like, for example, in the Judson house, you said built on a well, mm-hmm. or other other odd kind of key things that you look for beyond the obvious that an amateur would think of, like, yep, old house, haunted, that you go, well, maybe, but all of these other things actually stand out to me much more.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's theories just with water in general, you know, that water can kind of help fuel activity, and different types of minerals and stones. So if the house is on like an old 200-year-old stone foundation, that can almost be like a recorder and have, you know, record history and time right there. So you might see, you know, spirits playing their loop over and over again of residual energy from different types of, you know, like I said, stone, even like moving water, creeks and stuff are supposedly supposed to have different types of energy. Just because it's moving water, it's creating energy, so it can help, you know, the different types of environments that spirits need to manifest or communicate with us. You know, it is the prime environment for that.
Sure. When you're going out on your investigations now, tell me, what are some of the things that you walk into an investigation with when you are trying to seek out evidence of the paranormal initially, as far as like tools go and things of that nature?
Oh, like the type of equipment we use?
I mean, just in general, not, I don't need like specific models or anything like that, but what do you find works best to identify and possibly either communicate or pick up on something being there?
Well, you know, we always use EMF detectors to see if there's fluctuations, get a baseline to see what we're dealing with. Things like REM pods and different things that pick up EMF, even static electricity. If you have certain things that are automatically picking up on these levels, either a high EMF or static electricity, there's explainable things that can debunk it, basically. You know, it could be faulty wiring in your house, the wiring's not grounded properly, so it's putting off too much EMF in a certain room, which that can help fuel activity, or it can also, it works on your mind too. It can make you hallucinate, make you nauseous, make you dizzy, and those types of things. So we kind of try to get readings off of all that to see if we can explain things off, you know, so we can say, well, you know, this could be why you're experiencing these things. And then if we get, you know, normal levels, we can come in and do an investigation. And then if you start spiking high EMFs that you can't explain why you're reaching those levels now, you know, that's kind of a clue that we're getting activity. And it, one thing that you can do is if you get a high EMF spike and you capture an EVP at like the same time, it's almost proof that something's happening, because the energy level that a spirit would have to put off to, you know, be able to say something that our recorder can pick up on would put a mark, you know, raise the EMF, and then we catch her in EVP, you know. So then you can kind of put two and two together that just gives you more credibility to your evidence that you find, if you can find more than one source.
Sure. Let me ask you this, and I think we'll wrap up with this question. I'm just curious, from your perspective, someone who goes out and does investigations on a regular basis and has seen the last, you know, 10 years or so of evolution of the ghost hunting, I don't want to say industry, but for what it is, it is. The technology that's out there, the tactics that are being used, the sheer amount of people that have an interest in this now, and then the massive amount of findings that are coming out of all these people being out there trying to find something. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this all going in 10, 20 years from now? What do you think it's going to look like as far as what an investigator is going to have and come back with from an investigation of a haunted location?
Yeah, well, as far as some of the equipment, I mean, some of the cameras that are out there have improved so much. You know, used to start off, you could barely even watch the old IR cameras because it was so pixelated and blurry. If you'd capture any evidence, a piece of dust would blow up and look like it was the size of a cat, you know? So, I mean, I think that a lot of the cameras and different things going forward are really going to improve and make investigating a lot better. And, you know, we already talked a little bit about like using the old digital recorders, and then we have the new equipment as well, but I keep it all in our bag. We use it all because a lot of people say, oh, well, this ITC device, an SLS camera or whatever, has been debunked. It doesn't work. But it hasn't been disproven to me, and it hasn't been proven either. So I keep using all the equipment because mm-hmm. you never know what you're going to capture the evidence on. And that's why I'm doing this, is to capture the best evidence and put it out there so people can make their own mind up if they believe or don't believe.
The fact that there's some things out there now where at times, depending on the situation, people can get very intelligent, almost conversation-like. Accounts with what appears to be the dead. Either it's a ghost or something that they're communicating with, something intelligent. Yeah. Do you feel that...
is crazy. Sometimes, yeah. You know, you ask a question and you get a direct answer or a name or something specific to the property or location. It's unbelievable to get that information.
And those sort of things, you know, they didn't exist 10, 15 years ago. These are fairly new advances as far as what people are getting and picking up on. Do you feel that down the road, like I said, 20 years from now, this is going to be more, I mean, the topic of ghosts is mainstream enough that you have television networks that are for the most part dedicated to it. So I can't say that it's not accepted by the mass population. Clearly, there's at least an extreme interest in it. But do you feel that it's going to be more of just kind of a mainstream accepted thing, or there'll be more methods and ways of communicating with the dead and having these sort of encounters other than just kind of one-off? I found my local paranormal group to come out. More so, you know, I called, you know, there'll be like, almost like calling a plumber. Like, well, let's call them. They have this service plan where three times a year they'll come out and try and talk to Aunt Sally. You know, things of that nature where it's a little even just more accepted in mainstream as a method and a way of life of communicating with another dimension or an element that's out there.
Well, I hope it's more accepted. I mean, I think that you pretty much, if there was still phone books out there, you could open up a phone book and find a paranormal team in your area, anywhere in the country, and most parts around the world. I know people all over the world that investigate, you know, and have teams.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see that, and I, the way that things are evolving in this world, I think it's almost going to be a generational thing. As what is accepted as normal, you have a generation coming into this world that this is normal as far as what people are able to get. So I would have to imagine that as time progresses, that's only going to become greater and greater in number as more and more people accept and understand these things are going on.
Yeah.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Bill Cook about investigating the dead. Thank you for supporting our program and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for listening.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.